General Jackson, I am not afraid of you. I fear no man, for I am a Creek warrior. I have nothing to request in behalf of myself. You can kill me if you desire. But I come to beg you to send for the women and children of the war party who are now starving in the woods. Their fields and cribs have been destroyed by your people, who have driven them to the woods without an ear of corn. I hope that you will send out parties who will safely conduct them here in order that they may be fed. I exerted myself in vain to prevent the massacre of the women and children at Fort Minns. I am now done fighting. The Red Sticks are nearly all killed. I have done the white people all the harm I could. I have fought them and fought them bravely. If I had an army, I would yet fight and contend to the last. But I have none. My people are all gone. I can now do no more than weep over the misfortunes of my nation. There was a time when I had a choice and could have answered you. I have none now. Even hope has ended. Once I could animate my warriors to battle, but I cannot animate the dead. My warriors can no longer hear my voice. Their bones are at Talladega, Tallahatchie, Emmickfaw, and Tohopeka. If I had been left to contend with the Georgia army, I would have raised corn on one bank of the river and fought them on the other. But your people have destroyed my nation. I rely on your generosity.